Oh, listen, Mancuso, the sergeant screamed. You're the only guy on the force who tried to arrest somebody away from his mother. And why did you bring in Grandpa here? Ring up his family and tell them to come get him.
Please, Mr. Robichaud pleaded. Don't do that. My daughter's busy with the kids. I never been arrested in my whole life. She can't come get me. What are my grandchildren gonna think? They're all studying with the sisters.
Get his daughter's number, Mancuso. That'll teach him to call us communists.
Please!
Mr. Robichaud was in tears.
My grandchildren respect me.
Jesus Christ, the sergeant said. Trying to arrest a kid with his mama, bringing in somebody's grandpa? Get the hell out of here, Mancuso, and take Grandpa with you. You want to arrest suspicious characters? We'll fix you up.
Yes, sir,
Mancuso said weakly, leading the weeping old man away.
Woo-wee,
Jones said from the secrecy of his cloud. Twilight was settling around the night of Joy Bar. Outside, Bourbon Street was beginning to light up. Neon signs flashed off and on, reflecting in the streets dampened by the light mist that had been falling steadily for some time. The taxis bringing the evening's first customers, Midwestern tourists and conventioneers, made slight splashing sounds in the cold dusk. A few other customers were in the Night of Joy, a man who ran his finger along a racing form, a depressed blonde who seemed connected with the bar in some capacity, and an elegantly dressed young man who chain-smoked Salems and drank frozen daiquiris in gulps.
Ignatius, we better go,
Mrs. Riley said and belched.
What? Ignatius bellowed. We must stay to watch the corruption. It's already beginning to set in.
The elegant young man spilled his daiquiri on his bottle-green velvet jacket.
Hey, bartender, Mrs. Riley called. Get a rag. One of the customers just spilled a drink.
That's quite all right, darling, the young man said angrily. He arched an eyebrow at Ignatius and his mother. I think I'm in the wrong bar anyway.
Don't get upset, honey,
Mrs. Riley counseled.
What's that you're drinking? It looks like a pineapple snowball.
Even if I described it to you, I doubt whether you'd understand what it is.
How dare you talk to my dear beloved mother like that?
Oh, hush, you big thing, the young man snapped. Just look at my jacket.
It's totally grotesque.
Okay, now, let's be friends, Mrs. Riley said through foamy lips. We got enough bombs and things already.
And your son seems to delight in dropping them, I must say.
Okay, you two. This is the kind of place where everybody ought to have themselves some fun.
Mrs. Riley smiled at the young man.
Let me buy you another drink, babe, for the one you spilled. And I think I'll take me another Dixie.
I really must run, the young man sighed. Thanks anyway.